Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for one more night to come on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Spirit-filled women of God, sisters in Christ ministry. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He has allowed us to come here tonight to see one more week, and truly we thank him for his grace and his mercy on tonight. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And truly, I welcome everybody that is on the line tonight. And I pray your heart be blessed by the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. And that you will take heed what thus says the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Because there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Truly, God has been so gracious and so merciful unto us. And we just want to come tonight to worship him and to give him all honor and glory. Hallelujah. For all that he has done for us on tonight. But first, I'm going to go and read a scripture. Then I'm going to say a little prayer. And then I'm going to play a song. And then I'm going to have the introduction of our speaker on tonight. The scripture is coming from the 100th song, and it's a familiar scripture to all that is listening tonight. 100th psalm says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Glory be to the name of the Lord. We come tonight to come in the presence of the Lord on this line tonight. Hallelujah. We come in the presence of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Just to worship him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for one more night, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us all week long. We thank you for your protection, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your provision, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing, your delivering, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for blessing us our going out and coming in, oh God. Father God, we just thank you that you're God Almighty. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for your word, Lord God, that comfort us, Lord God, that give us strength, Lord God, that give us peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come tonight just to worship you, Lord God, just to tell you thank you, God, just to tell you thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, but not only for what you have done, but for who you are. You are God Almighty. Hallelujah. You are the creator and the maker of the earth, Lord God. You are the one that has the power over life and death, Lord God. For God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a comforter, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for there are so many, God, that are hurting right now. And Lord God, we thank you that you comfort them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to glorify you. We just want to glorify you. We want to hear what thus says the Lord on tonight, God. We just thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' holy name, bless our speaker on tonight, God. Give her a fresh anointing, Lord God. Pray your spirit will use in a mighty way, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. For we know that your word will not come back void, hallelujah. But we pray, Lord God, that all those that have ears to hear would hear what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 My soul is anchored in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I am so glad tonight that my soul is anchored in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I couldn't do it without the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That he is our anchor. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I feel pretty good right now, but hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But at this time, I'm going to call on my niece. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My niece, Tammy Brown. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. She's going to come tonight and introduce our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Tammy, I turn it over to you. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you, Auntie. Praise the Lord, saints. Give an honor to God, who is the head of my life. Give an honor to the Spirit-filled women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministries, Friday night worship services host, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey and my auntie. Give an honor to all the distinguished pulpit officials and guests. And give an honor to our guest speaker tonight, state evangelist, First Lady, and my mom, Evangelist Dolores Chapman. My mom has always been a personal hero of mine. Not only is she the mother of my younger brother, my younger sister, and I, but she is also a retired school counselor with North Carolina's Rockingham County School District, where she counseled hundreds of students for over 10 years. She is a native of Columbia, South Carolina, where she was born and raised, and she currently resides in Chesterfield County, South Carolina. She is married to Elder Donnie Chapman, who leads Triumph Church in Sherrill, South Carolina, where Evangelist Chapman is the First Lady and leads the women's ministry and choir. She is a mighty woman of God who gave her life to the Lord more than 35 years ago and has been winning souls for Christ ever since. I will now leave you in the hands of the saved, Holy Ghost-filled, and mighty woman of God and my mom, First Lady of Triumph Church in South Carolina, State Evangelist Dolores Chapman. Please pray her strength in the Lord as she comes to you tonight. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise God. Praise Him. Praise the one who keeps us. Praise the Lord God who cares for us, who lifts us up, who plays our feet on solid ground. We bless God today. I thank and praise God for my oldest daughter introducing me on tonight. This time, I was not surprised as I was with my youngest daughter. I am so thankful that I have lived a life that wasn't perfect, but a life that I grew into, a life of being saved, sanctified, and filled with God's Spirit. Whew, okay. And I thank and praise God for my sister. I thank and praise God for my sister, Doris, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey, who believes in me, who encouraged me. And I thank God for her. I thank God for her husband, Reverend Frankie Dorsey. I thank God for my husband, my pastor, my friend, my confidant, Pastor Donnie Chapman. I thank God for him. And yes, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Yes, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Yes, my soul is anchor, O Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank and praise you for this opportunity, one that you have given to me. And I say thank you. I bless you. I bless you, Lord. I bless you because you didn't have to do it. I thank you. I glorify you. You didn't have to do it. I thank you, and I honor you. I honor everyone who's on this line, and I pray in the name of Jesus that God will keep you, sustain you, heal you, edify you, lift you up, and continue to raise standards up for His people. I thank God in Jesus' name. Amen. I came to talk to you about a matter. And sometimes We don't always see things as they are. We see them how we want to see them. But tonight, I'm going to open up God's word and pour it out. And I pray and trust that you all will embrace the word of God. He gave it to me first. I'm the first partaker of it. So I didn't come to browbeat you. I came to encourage you, because when God encourages me, it's my obligation to encourage his people. I say that again. When he encourages me, it's my obligation to encourage his people, because that's what we are put on this earth for, not for vain glory, not to say, look at me, I'm the big one. No. God's word is to lift others up. And I thank and I praise God again for this opportunity. Okay, turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. The book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. The 17th chapter of 1 Samuel. Okay. I'm going to start at the 45th verse. Okay. David told the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, spear, and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have insulted. Today, the Lord will hand you over to me. I will strike you down and cut off your head. And this day I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals. The whole world will know that Israel has a God. Then everyone gathered here will know that the Lord can save without sword or spear, because the Lord determines every battle outcome. The Lord determines every battle outcome. We don't, he does. He is God Almighty, and he cannot and he will not fail his people. So I came to encourage the people of God Almighty. Goliath, he was considered a champion of the Philistines. Now, Goliath, he was big. He was a big dude. He stood 9 feet tall, 9 inches. He had a helmet that was made of brass. His coat of male it weighed 125 pounds. His spearhead, not the entire spear, but the spearhead, it was 15 pounds, and he was very intimidating to the Israelites, to Israel, the people of Israel. He was very intimidating. He would come out and he would laugh at him, and he stood there and he challenged him, okay, shoot your best shot. Find someone who can come up against me and I'll show you what I can do for them. So God, he always has a ram in the bush. God always has someone to fight our battles. We don't have to fight. We don't have to give in. All we got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We don't have to put our dukes up. All we got to do is believe in the one who can do it all. So, anyway, the ram in the bush that God had, it was David. And he was young and the keeper of his father's sheep. David, he wasn't that tall. I researched, and they said that he was about 5'6". So he was little compared to 9 feet, almost 10 feet. And so David, he was willing to stand up to this giant. He knew he could not do it on his own, in his own strength. He was totally dependent on God, which he gave the glory to. Now, David, it was told that this is what David said. He said, I will challenge him, but I'm not doing it in my name. I'm going to do it in the name of the Lord. And so the Philistine champion, he sent insults. And David did not like that. And as people of God, we should not let anybody insult our God and stand there. We don't have to fight them. We can just say, Lord, help them. We don't have to say it verbally. We can say it in our heart, in our mind. And God hears us, because one thing about God, he knows everything that we think, even before we think it or say it. That's the kind of God, people of God, we serve. We serve a mighty God. We don't serve no myth. We serve a God who can turn it around in an instant if we only believe. So my question to you on tonight, how do we defeat the giants in our lives? I'm going to say it again. How do we defeat the giants in our lives? I'm talking about giants. What kind of giants are you talking about? I'm not faced with any giants. I beg the difference. We all are faced with giants, some big, some small. But we are all faced with giants. We are faced with giants on every hand. Now, David, going back to David, the word of God said he had 5 smooth stones. 5. Why not? Why five? Did he think if he took one and shot it at him that it would miss? Did he think maybe I better secure myself? Why five stones? And why smooth stones? They didn't have no rough edges. They were all smooth. And so David, he stood up against Goliath, and he told him, he said, I'm going to destroy you, and I'm going to cut your head off. Of course, somebody that big probably felt like, you little nothing. But when he took out that stone, one stone, not five, but one, and that stone hit him in the very center of his head. Hallelujah, somebody. That stone hit him where he needed to be hit. And he fell to the ground. And then David, a man of his word and a man after God's own heart, did what he said he was going to do. And it put the Philistines to flight. When they saw that their champion was down, they fled. But church, just know that nobody can take our champion down, and that's God. Who is strong enough to stand up against the true and living God? Nobody. 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 So we have to consider certain things and why giants are defeating us in our life. Okay, let's look at some of these giants. Criticism. People listen to criticism, not constructive criticism, but negative criticism. People, church folk, I'm talking to the church now, why listen to the enemy that's coming through your brother or sister? Why listen to the enemy, that spirit, foul spirit that's coming through your brother or your sister? Why listen to the criticism? You're not going to get that job. You're not going to get that house. I don't see it. Are you sure that the Lord told you that he has healed you? I don't know, because I don't see anything different other than what I'm seeing with my own natural eyes. See, that's why the word of God says the natural man cannot obtain spiritual things. The natural man does what it does. All it sees is natural, unless you are in the spirit realm. Then you'll begin to see spiritual things. Hallelujah, somebody. I feel my help coming on. So, criticism that is not constructive criticism, and it is negative criticism, it can be a giant force in the people of God's lives. So, we must turn off the negative and listen to what thus says the Spirit of God. Rejection is a giant in some people's lives. I don't know why they won't accept me. I don't know why they don't like me. I don't know why they don't invite me. I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why. But let me tell you something, sisters and brothers, or brothers and sisters, it's okay if the world rejects God, people, because he told us the world is going to love their own. So why look to the world to validate us? We don't need validation from the world. We have 66 books of the Bible, 66 paths, 66 roadways that can get us to the things and the destination we need. So let the devil reject you as long as God don't reject you. That's another giant. Oh, you don't understand. I owe so many people. I. Are we doing what we need to do to stay out of debt? Are we praying and seeking God's face? Are we just jumping up off impulse? I want those red shoes. Did you see Sister Cadillac with them rare nice shoes on? Sister Cadillac can afford them probably. But if you got to cry over what you spend and how much you spend, turn to the Lord and ask him, Lord, your Holy Spirit, you say it will lead and guide me into all truth. Holy Spirit, what should I do? How should I do it? Where should I go? Where should I do it? And we'll find ourselves not having to fight that debt giant over and over. Fear, worry, those are giants. Oh, y'all, I'm just so scared. Oh, wringing your hand. Oh, Lord, y'all just don't understand. I got so much. I got so much on me. That's a giant. Give it to the Lord. Release yourself from it. Release him. He said in his words, cast all of your cares on me because I care for you. I care for you. He said in his word, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. That's what the word of God says. Cool. Let me go open this. I need a job quick. Let me go on down here and bang on this door and plead and beg. The devil is a liar. The word of God said in the 37th Psalm, it says in that 25th verse, it says, yet I have been young, and now that I am old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. That's what the word of God says. If we will follow his roadmap, his 66 books, we'll have less to fight with. God is a man. He cannot and he will not lie. He won't. Drugs, alcohol, that's a giant. Well, you just don't understand. I need this drink. I need to take these pills. The devil is a liar. All we need is the love of God, the grace of God, the provisions that he makes for us. If we would turn our sight unto him. That's why the 121st Psalm says, I will look unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord who created heaven and earth, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The God who keepeth thee, he won't let you slip or fall. But one thing he don't do, he don't make us do anything. He don't tie our hands and say, you better not do that. But he shows us, he encourages us through people, through children. God encourages us to stand. And how can we stand when we are yet fighting giants every day? Can somebody tell me, how can we stand when we are constantly fighting those things that distracts us from the true and living God? Negative attitude, that's a giant. Well, I'm grown. He can't tell me what to do. She can't tell me what to do. I put on my clothes the same way they do. God will give us people after his own heart that will encourage us to be the very best that we can be. And saints of God, we shouldn't have negative attitudes, because when I last checked the Bible, it hadn't changed. It said the Holy Spirit will not dwell in any unclean temple. So what kind of temple are we possessing on today? That's a giant. And God wants us to get rid of that giant, those giants that I have called out, those giants. Sickness. Oh, Lord, you can't even tell people you have a headache. Well, they probably got COVID. You sure you ain't got COVID? And we know COVID is a giant. The word of God says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So when we take our eyes off of God, then we see everything that the world throws at us. Some of us haven't been out of the house in I don't know when. Won't even go to the mailbox. That's part of fear. That's a giant. I'm not saying being reckless, just do what you want to do. What I'm saying is fear has no place in our lives. None. Worry has no place in our lives, because they become magnified. And when they become magnified, then we begin to glorify them with our mouth. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's why the word of God said this little pink tornado is hard to tame. But people of God, we have to, we must exercise our right in the things of God. Just like we exercise our right to vote, we must exercise our right in the things of God. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. The biggest giant, in our lives is sometimes ourselves. We open our mouths too quickly. We just run off at the mouth. Got to tell everything. Oh, the Lord tell you to be still. Oh, I got to call Sister so-and-so so she can pray for me. Do you not know Jesus have already prayed for us? It's nothing wrong with getting people to pray for you, but if your lifeline is getting people to pray for you all the time, then you're missing reality. You're missing the things that God has called us to. Prayer is essential. Prayer is essential. And yes, we must pray. I remember I told my pastor and my husband, I don't have prayer partners. And I'm going to tell you why. Because instead of them praying, they're running their mouths. They want to talk about this. They want to talk about that. And I just had to tell the prayer partner, that's not what I'm here for. If we can't pray and intercede for people and for ourselves and for us to be better servants of God, because that's who we are. We are servants of the Lord God Almighty. We are His servants, and we got to start being it. We don't have time to keep acting. Too many of us are still acting, and that's why we have so many giants in our lives, because we're not seeking out the true and living God. We're not. We're too busy. Oh, what you going to have for dinner on tomorrow? Where are you going tomorrow? Who are you going to talk to tomorrow? Oh, are you going to the shoe store tomorrow? Are you going today? The Lord told us, when we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us our heart desires. Either we're going to trust Him, or we're going to keep on going up that roller coaster, which I don't ride roller coasters anymore. The last roller coaster I rode, I was in Atlanta, and my kids were little. And when that roller coaster got through, throwing me left to right, and I'm up there screaming my head off, I said, no, put me on level ground. And that's what God wanted us. That's why when Jesus came, He came to pave the way with a sure foundation, a foundation that will never shake, saints. It's unshakable. It's unmovable. It'll be there to the end of time. That's why He tells us, my word will go out, and it will not return void unto me. It would establish that which I sent it to do. So stop putting your worries in things that are going to pass, that are going to pass. Because all this stuff is going to pass, and we can't take none of it with us. The worries, we can't take with us no more, because it'll all be over. Finances, that's a giant. We worry about what our next-door neighbor have. That's why when I was in the world, they had this song, Don't Let the Joneses Get You Down. Sometimes, people of God, we let the world get us down, which is a giant. That's why I posed the question, and I said, and I asked the question, how do we, the giants in our lives, how do we defeat them? And I'm getting ready to close. Ephesians 6 and 10. It says, finally, be strengthened by the Lord and His powerful strength. See, we don't even have to sweat. No more than praise Him, honor Him, glorify Him. Get up in the morning and seek His face. Seek His face before going to bed. Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. Turn off people and get before God. And He has an answer for all of our problems. Put on God's armor so that you can make a stand against the tricks of the devil. We aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of darkness, spiritual powers of evil in the heavens. So you see, God is in control of everything. He's in control of the devil. Some of the people of God may not think so, but he is. He's in control of everything. Then, therefore, pick up the full armor of God so that you can stand your ground on the evil day. After you have done everything possible, still stand. Well, you don't understand. My light bill is due. Stand. My children are giving me a run for my money. Stand. You don't understand. I don't have food to eat. Stand. God will send a raven to feed you. He did it for the widow woman who had lost her husband, and the creditors wanted to take her children. And the man of God told her, well, what do you ask her? What do you have in your house? I only have a little oil. See, she couldn't see the whole picture because she was focused on little, not much, but little. And then he told her, he said, you go and collect jars, whatever kind of containers you can get, go and collect them. And then you come back, you shut the door, you and your children, and you go in that house and you fill each one of these jars. And then, I don't know how many jars, how many containers she had, but I'm sure she had more than enough. And then when she ran out, she went back to the man of God, asking him, what should I do? He said, go sell. And whatever you have left, you take care of your sons with it. See, God can turn little into much. People of God, if you have these giants in your life, you worry about how somebody see you. Be concerned with how God sees you. Because at the end of the day, what's going to matter is how God sees us, how he sees us. The word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of all of them. He didn't say, I might, maybe. He said, he shall. And see, sometimes we look at affliction as being sickness. Affliction can be that thing that bounds you, that keeps you in turmoil. That's what afflictions are. So we, as the people of God, let's take heed to his word. Let's search out his word. I often tell my husband, my pastor, I love to read, and he knows that. I'm reading something, whether it's long or short. But one thing I often tell him, nothing can take the place of the word of God. I know we love books. I got Joel Osteen book. I got this one book, that one book. But when I direct myself to the things of God, to the word of God, you know something, saints? I am so lifted. Sometimes I feel so light. I feel like I can just flip my arms and just fly away. In this season that was so unpredictable, that's so uncertain, let God be the one who lead and guide us in this season. And when the giants started plaguing our heads, call on the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me. We ain't got to get all pretty and fancy and all intellectual. Help, Lord. Help. All he wants is a sincere heart, a sincere vessel. And we have to work at this thing, not today, but we have to work at it 24/7. We have to work on ourselves. That's why the word of God says, let a man examine himself. We don't have time to examine others. We have to examine ourselves. And I promise you, I have been examining myself more now than I ever have. I watch my thoughts because our thoughts become our actions. And I thank and I praise God that he is God and he will not change. We change, but he don't change. Thank God. I bless him. And I'm going to turn it back over to the host, Reverend Dr. Dorsey.
Amen, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. I was listening to you, excuse me, Evangelist Chapman, talk about the giants, and I know that we all have giants sometimes in our lives that come up against it. But one thing I really got out of your word was that is trust God, trust God, trust God, trust God, trust him. No matter what, trust him. No matter what happens, trust him. I heard a minister say once, if I please man, then it matters how I please God. But if I please God, then it doesn't matter how I please man. And I think that's the most important thing for us as believers, is that we are pleasing God, not so much as pleasing man, but that we are pleasing God. And I thank the Lord for the word on tonight, because sometimes I find myself allowing giants to come in my presence, and I can admit to that. But see, I know that because I admit to it, that I know that I can take it to the Lord, and that the Spirit of the Lord will help me overcome that. So I thank God for the word on tonight. God is truly an awesome God, and he knows what we need at this time. And this is a word that is for this time, for all of us that are believers, to be strengthened and to be encouraged. So I pray that everybody that was on the line tonight, that this word will encourage your heart and give you the strength to continue to trust and have faith in God, that no matter what happens in your life, no matter what comes up before you, that God is faithful unto us. And I thank you, Evangelist Chapman, for the word on tonight. I thank my niece, Tammy, for coming to do the introduction. I thank you so much. And I thank everyone else that is on the line tonight, and I pray you be blessed in the Lord. Evangelist Chapman, I ask that you will pray for us and then dismiss us. And once she before she comes to do that, I would like to make some announcements. On Sunday, we will have Reverend Sylvia Kersey in his step ministry on Blog Talk Radio to come and do our service at 1 o'clock for Sunday. And next month, from the 9th through the, from the 16th through the 22nd, we will have our Spirit-Filled Women's Conference, our first annual conference, November the 16th through the 22nd at 7 p.m. nightly. And we will have all the different speakers that will come, all the women of God that come to bring the word of God. And I pray that you will let somebody know and invite somebody to come and hear a word from the Lord. I'm also a Sunday, too. And next, after the conference, we will have other ministers that will be coming to speak in. And I just truly thank God for allowing this ministry to continue to go forth and to bring the mighty women of God to speak. Last week we had Prophetess Shirley Kane, and the week before that we had Elder Betty Brown, and we've had quite a few women of God to come and speak, and it is women, it is a women ministry, so we do have women coming, but we also have in its present ministry World Evangelism, which is our ministry that our church came under, which is the host is Reverend Frankie Dorsey, and he comes on Wednesday for a Bible study at 1 o'clock, and then he comes on the first Sunday and the third Sunday. And then the Spirit-Filled Women of God comes on the second Sunday, the fourth Sunday, and if there's a fifth Sunday. So we thank God for what he is doing. We thank God that the word is still going forth. I will turn it back over to Evangelist Chapman. And again, I thank all of you for coming, and I pray you'll strength in the Lord and that you will continue to trust God and that we will continue to have the fellowship in the word of God. And may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Evangelist Chapman, I ask you to pray us out. And again, I thank you so much for that mighty word from the Lord on tonight. God bless you, and I love you.
Love you, too. And once again, I would like to thank my oldest daughter, Tammy. Her name is Tamara, but I call her Tammy. And her auntie named her Tamara. And so I'm just grateful. The first time I spoke, my youngest daughter introduced me, and I didn't know she was going to introduce me, so it just took me for a loop. And it took me for a loop this time, too, even though I knew my daughter was coming to introduce me. I thank you, Tammy. I thank you. And I love you. And always remember, you are my oldest, and I thank you for being an example, you know, for your brother and your sister. Thank you. Okay. All hearts and minds are clear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we reverence you on today. Lord, we look to you because you are our help. God, forgive us if we haven't trusted you the way we needed to trust you. Lord, help our unbelief. Lord, keep us with our minds on you. Lord, open up our understanding so that we will know exactly what your spirit is saying to our church, which is our spiritual house. God, we say thank you, and we bless you. Continue to bless Reverend Dr. Doris as she endeavors to do your will and keep the women that the Lord has put on her heart, keep them encouraged. Lord, we say thank you. We bless you, and Lord, we ask you to continue to be a hedge of protection around everyone on this line, everyone who's connected to everyone on this line. And Lord, we ask you to continue to cover us with your blood, with Jesus Christ's blood. God, we thank you, and we praise you, because it's not over until you say that it is over. And we're so grateful to you. And we thank you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son's name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless, and everybody have a blessed night in the Lord. And thank you once again.
And thank you.
We are dismissed.